welcome to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Cardi, and I teach at Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade PE. So today I have some special guests that I want to talk to about our Sport Ed shoot ball unit that we do every year. And I want to get as many voices as I can. And today, if you hear in the background, there's a lot of people playing. We're actually at a summer camp that I'm co-running with actually my first guest's mom. So I'm going to let her talk a little bit about our Sport Ed unit. So here we go. So my first guest is none other than Cheyenne. So Cheyenne, I'm going to let her actually talk a little bit about herself, what grade she's in now, and just about shoot ball in general, and then we'll get more specific with the Sport Ed unit and the jobs and things like that. So welcome, Cheyenne. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in seventh grade, and I love shoot ball. I'm sad that they don't do as much at my middle school as they did at Treeline. It was probably my favorite thing about PE.
That's so cool. I'm so glad to hear that. I know your school does do, well, your school does shoot ball, which is actually good because some don't do it at all. And for those of you who don't know, shoot ball is just a very, it's a cooperative kind of game where you have to pass and there's no defense. And I'm not going to get into the big specifics of it because I've already talked about that quite a bit. But there's rebounders and the teams have to catch off the rebound or it's a point. So that's the basic shoot ball lesson right there. So what is it that you love about shoot ball?
I think I love the collaborative part of it for sure, because there aren't very many games where it's, you know, passed to me and they have to talk about it before that. Most games it's just like in the moment ideas, whereas shoot ball, it's also just a very different game. There's no game really like shoot ball.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's why I love it so much. When I first saw it, a good 5 or 6 years ago, I just fell in love with it. And actually, your mom and I are the ones who started it at our school. She was one of my assistant coaches and still helps out quite a bit. And so we put together not only shoot ball for fifth grade, we did a shoot ball sport ed unit. So can you, I can't remember what job you had. Can you talk about the job part of it?
I actually didn't have a job because my team made it to the championship, Team Gummy, Miss Angie's class. I don't know why we named it that, but we did. And the ed, it definitely teaches you a lot about shoot ball, the fun of it, the not so fun parts about it. It teaches you everything there is to know about shoot ball. And it comes with a championship with every team in the fifth grade classes.
That's so great. Yes, Team Gummy, that's right. You guys, oh, you lost in the championship.
Yes.
Oh, you lost. I'm sorry. That was a great game, though.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah. What was your, do you remember your team job, though? Remember there was, like, recorder, referees, yes, all that stuff just during the season?
I was the team leader.
Captain?
Yes, I was the team captain.
Captain Cheyenne. Were you voted captain by your team?
Yes. I'm sure it has something to do with the fact that my mom is the coach. You say that.
No. I think Cheyenne, by the way, is a fantastic girl, fantastic leader. She really is, and she's still doing that in middle school. Why don't you tell them about it? Because you are a great leader. What are you doing in middle school now? Just tell us. Tell us off. Go ahead.
I'm planning on starting a club next year, actually. So that's super exciting. I've already cooperated with my mom and a few other of the teachers. I'm going to start cooperating with the school board a little more. So that's one of the things. Probably either a Christian club or maybe something like a shoot ball club, because I love it so much. And I have quite a few Treeline kids that actually want to help me with that.
That is so cool. And Treeline, so that is where I teach, and she went to school in elementary, and then now she's going to varsity, which is their middle school, so for Varsity Lakes. That is so cool. So what else do you like about, let's just talk about middle school in general. What else do you like, or there's big changes and things?
Okay. Something I definitely like is the Random Acts of Kindness Club that they have. They help with the two of the disabled classes. We go every other class. A group goes group one, and then the class after group two goes. That's definitely a lot of fun because I actually found my love for helping the disabled children, which I never would have known if I wouldn't have done that. And we do a bunch of activities, like we did Shoes for Souls, where we donated shoes to make a playground for the disabled kids, like a specific playground in the community. And we sent shoes to kids somewhere in Africa because they don't have shoes.
Wow, I didn't know about that. That's really cool.
Souls for Souls, that's what it's called.
That is so awesome. I'm so proud of you. And just to think, I've known her for a long time, since she was in kindergarten, and now she's in the seventh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I feel really old. But she is a fantastic girl. What else? So in PE, what else do you do? And what else do you like? About PE? Go ahead.
In PE, something I definitely like is the stretches, because I actually did that today during the camp, so I'm able to use that outside of middle school. The stretches, I love our PE coach there. She is awesome. Not as good as Coach Carney, though.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. I love it. It's mainly collaborative.
Crazy out. Behind us, they're in the pool and kids are screaming, so go ahead.
It's mainly collaborative games. There's not very many. One of the very few is like baseball and like basketball, one-on-one basketball. But other than that, it's pretty much all collaborative games, which I like because not very many middle schools have that. They mainly have only self-confidence and that kind of thing games.
Awesome. How do you get graded? I really don't know the answer to these questions. Like, how do you get graded in PE now? Like, in middle school? How do they do that?
It's participation. You get a grade. You get a grade on if you're dressed out in the proper shirt and shorts. Participation. And honestly, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So it's really easy A, but you do have to just follow the rules pretty much, and you're good.
Nice. And you do follow the rules.
Yes.
So you're pretty good. You're good. Actually, you're very good.
I'm pretty happy in middle school.
Awesome. Awesome. What was your favorite? I'll do like one or two last questions. What was your favorite game in at Treeline at my school? Okay, besides shoot ball. Let's just say there's another game.
I was going to say shoot ball. That's really hard because we did so many fun things. We did. Honestly, I can't answer that.
Okay.
My answer was going to be shoot ball. So.
Okay. All right. That's okay. I'm glad you love shoot ball so much. That's so cool. Do you play with different rules? Why is it different?
No, it's the exact same rules, except it is a little more competitive because it's 6th through 8th grade. And so it's definitely harder because of that sense. But also some kids, honestly, like that are feeling, they just don't want to do it. But rules-wise, it's the same.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're still playing shoot ball because I love it too.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much, Cheyenne. It's actually time to switch. You're going somewhere else in a moment.
Well,
so. Anyways, thank you, Cheyenne. You are awesome. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so my next guest is Maylee. So Maylee actually just finished the tournament a couple months ago, April, May, like 2 months ago. So Maylee, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself? I don't know. Tell them about yourself. What do you got?
My name's Maylee. I'm 11. I just graduated 5th grade.
There you go.
And I have a lot of friends that were in the tournament, and I also worked a lot of jobs.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that a little bit. So, okay, first of all, Maylee, what was your... Yeah, we're going to go back a little bit. Yeah, that was a perfect introduction that you gave. So what was your team... You were the team captain, right?
Yes.
Okay, what was your... You might have to get just a little closer to the microphone. I can hear you, but... All right, so what was your team name again?
My team name was the Sapphires.
Oh, yeah. The Sapphires. That was pretty good. So, and then you were team captain. Okay, let's talk about the tournament. Not the final game yet. Let's talk about just the tournament itself. Did you enjoy the tournament?
Yes.
Okay, why? And you can be honest with, just tell me the good and bad, or tell me what do you got?
Because I liked how my team worked together to move on, and as we kept going, we got better and learned better sportsmanship.
Awesome. And Maylee did something that I've never seen anybody do before. It was the coolest thing. She actually, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell everybody what you did and why?
I wrote a big paper saying, going over a bunch of stuff like sportsmanship, how you weren't going to tell the scorekeeper what the score was because they had their own job and they could do it. I went over a team cheer, and I just went over everybody's job so they knew what they were supposed to do, because some of them look confused.
Yeah, and so Maylee was, we'll talk about the end game in a minute, but so Maylee was incredible in the tournament, and just as a leader, and I just thought she was so awesome. So then I gave you another job. What was it? Okay, so your team got knocked out, right? Yes. So then I forgot what your next job was. What was it?
I was team captain, and then I kept subbing for teams, and then I played ref for the championship, and then I also collected the tickets, and I did the national anthem.
Did you advertise too? Did you do drawings and stuff or no?
Yes, I did that too.
So Maylee is what they call the jack of all trades. So
and
she's,
I had to sub to do the lifting thing for the gymnastics and stuff.
For the halftime show. So Maylee did pretty much every job there is to do in Chuuk Ball pretty much this year. So let's go again. We'll talk about maybe the final game in a moment. But what did you? Okay, what do you like? How about this? What don't you like about the tournament? Or what did you see that you're like, maybe not so much? Because some things do happen.
Basically, just sometimes the ref would pick their friends and go against the other team. But that was it.
You mean like calling things and or
on the other team
or scorekeeping or something like that? Okay, and that's why I try. I try to put, especially in the playoffs, I try to put teams like classes, kids in other classes reffing the games, not like reffing for themselves or their own teammates. But it does happen, unfortunately. So, what's your favorite part about Chuuk Ball, though? What's your favorite thing about Chuuk Ball?
Making new friends and just learning better sportsmanship.
Nice. Not that you need to learn more because you're awesome, but still. All right, so I did something I've never done before. I gave Maylee, and then eventually I gave two more people, but I gave Maylee, right after the game was the final game, because her team was not in the final game, I gave her one of the medals as an MVP medal. What'd you think about that, by the way? I did that, like, at the end of the game, I'm like, okay, by the way, I'm giving this to Maylee because she's awesome. So what'd you think about that?
I love that. I was so excited. I was not expecting it. I thought somebody else is definitely going to get it, but...
Well, I really, really think you did the best job of anybody in the whole tournament. And obviously you did all these jobs and you took control of everything. And I could, Maylee and Cheyenne are two people that I could pretty much give my car keys to and, you know, give them my checkbook or wallet and be like, go get me McDonald's and come back. No, I wouldn't do that. But I could trust them with anything and they do everything. So thank you, Maylee. You're awesome.
You're welcome.
And where are you going? Oh, and by the way, so what about next year? You're going to a new school.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I'm super excited.
Good. Do you know anything about their PE?
I could sign up for that also as an elective, too, which I'm going to do.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited for you. I'm sad that I miss both of them, Cheyenne and Maylee, but they are phenomenal students, and thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Webster's our new...
Webster's our new mascot.
New mascot,
oh
yes.
Oh, my God.
He's on the slide.
Webster
he is an inflatable balloon... What is it? What do you call him?
Coach
Wacky
Hammer.
Waving inflatable thing. That's going to be our new mascot this year at PE.
Coach Hammer is...
Hamway. It's okay. You're being recorded right now. So, hi, Kenny.
Oh, yay. That's awesome.
So, Kenny, what grade are you going into this year?
I'm going into 11th grade at Riverdale High School.
Holy moly. That makes me feel old.
Sorry.
So, yes. So, because I was Kenny's teacher, I want to say six or seven
years ago at least.
Yeah. I'm trying to think when I first met you. You were probably in second grade or third grade. It was one of the two.
Probably second at least.
Yeah. So, do you remember Chuuk Ball?
Yes, I do. Very well, actually.
You were the first... Yeah, you're right. You were the first. We didn't do the tournament, I guess.
No, because you were just getting into it. You had just gotten rebounders.
That's right. Your dad, his dad, Ken, helped get the rebounders. He negotiated some deal from Sports Authority or something like that. Somebody. So what do you remember about Chuuk Ball?
Basic rules, really, how much I enjoyed it. Some of the great plays that my grade did that year. But pretty much everything I can.
Nice. And you haven't played it since then? I'm kind of bummed.
No, unfortunately.
That stinks.
It was a really fun game. I wish my middle school had it and wish my high school did too.
Yeah, right? What else are you playing these days? What have you been playing? I know the answer to these, but I'm just asking.
Well, these days, basically, basically just been sticking to baseball and golf. I aged out of Little League this season. Golf, I just got started at Riverdale on the JV. That's pretty much it. I mean, other than roadkill today and handball today.
We're at the summer camp still, and this is the last day, so we're at the pool, as you can kind of keep hearing us. And we've had fun. So Kenny volunteered. He volunteers a lot, so I appreciate him because he's awesome.
Thank you, Coach.
Of course. No, that's definitely. So what other, I don't know, what else you want to do when you get even a little bit older? I don't know. You're going to be in 11th grade, so then what? What do you think?
Hopefully this year I'll make Riverdale baseball, either JV or varsity. Hopefully I make varsity golf for Riverdale. Volunteer as much as I can in the Riverdale cheer booth, since they have a booth now at Hertz Arena. Anytime they need help, I'm there. Hopefully after high school, go to either FGCU, UF, any of those. Pretty much enjoy life to the fullest.
Oh, I like that answer. Awesome. Well, and I love seeing you, since I've known you for a long time, and your family, and just the fact that I don't get to always see my students, you know, years down the road. So I'm glad I get to see you, and now you're almost as tall as me. You're taller than me, and it makes me feel short and old. And yeah, really, thanks. That's great. All right, well, I'll let you get going. I'll let you go play the Squirrel Wars, or we've got a lot going on here. So Squirrel Wars, pool, the inflatable Webster guy is making his rounds at the splash pad. So thanks, Kenny. I appreciate it.
No problem, Coach.
Awesome. All right, I finally have Dominic on my show. I finally caught up to him. He's been helping out all week, and he does a great job. And he's got three siblings. His brother actually they won, right? They won the tournament. Yeah, the Frosted Flakes?
Yep.
Yeah, they won the tournament. And Dominic played 2 years ago? It's been two...
1 year.
Was it last year?
Now it's 2 years.
Okay, because you're going into seventh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so... and you guys were the Spartans, right? No?
No, we're the Panthers.
Oh, the Panthers. But I thought you guys were going to win the whole thing. Okay. During the season, you were very dominant, and I really thought... I think Cheyenne said they beat you.
Yeah, they did.
Which, that was like upset of the century right there. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about the Chupal tournament?
I remember that we're undefeated, and we lost our last game of the season. And then in the playoffs, we lost to Cheyenne's team.
I can't believe that, though. Because, seriously, your team was, they were undefeated, and they lost to I'm not saying a bad team. They were a good team, but they were definitely not as strong as your team was.
The Gummy Bears.
you lost a bunch of Gummy Bears. So, what did you like about the tournament? Do you remember anything? Do you remember what job you had?
I had the scoreboard, and I just helped with all the technology stuff.
Nice. Was that for the final game, or
the finals.
Do you remember what your job was during the season? Were you the captain?
Yes, I was the captain.
All right. Did you enjoy being the captain?
Yeah, it was fun.
Nice. What do you like about Chupal? About the gameplay, or about the team, or what do you remember about it that you like?
I like that it's fun. You can use teamwork, because you got to pass the ball to everyone. Like, during the season, we got graded in points for that. And, I just think it's a teamwork sport.
Nice. And what do you play Chupal at your school now? They don't play that, do
you? No. Oh, we play it at home sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
You have a rebounder? You guys have a rebounder?
We used to.
Oh, that's cool. So what do you play now at your school? What did you play last year?
Football, basketball, baseball.
Awesome. Are you going to do that again this year?
Yes.
Going into seventh grade. You guys all make me feel old. There's Kenny back there and Dominic. Do you have any other plans of different sports or different things you want to get into eventually?
Mainly just those three.
Keep going with that? All right. What's your favorite of those three? Do you have a favorite?
Football.
You're quarterback, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it... I know you did play flag. Did you play...
It's tackle.
You played tackle, though?
Yes.
You enjoyed that?
Yeah.
How was your team this year? Were they...
No.
Not that good?
No.
Were you on the team?
Yeah, we lost every game.
Oh. What position do you play? This is Gage's friend. What
position do you play? You get the YouTube video running back this year.
Oh, running
back. Receiver.
Nice.
Yeah. Next year, coach is trying to
put us that quarterback.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a lot of kids come out to try out? You don't have a big school,
no,
so it's a private school.
It's a private school, so there's not much.
Yeah.
28 kids this time, right?
Yeah.
Summer football.
Yeah, there's not much, but we have a team.
Yeah. Well, good luck this season, guys. I'm going to let you go. There's, like, kids everywhere around us, and
thank
I know
you.
It's getting loud. So thank you so much, Finally Cup and Tomic. I had his brother at some point. His brother won the tournament, but he's been sick and hurt and all this stuff going on. So thanks again, Dominic, and Gage for – I don't know, you guys played together, so that's cool. So all right, guys, go play. Take care. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, my next guest is Morgan. So, Morgan, why don't you tell them what grade you're going into so far? What grade you're going to next year?
I'm going into fifth grade.
Going to fifth. So, what do you know about fifth grade and Chook Ball? Do you know anything about what we do?
In the third and fourth quarters, I believe, we do all the fifth graders team up and we have different teams and we do Chook Ball. We have a Chook Ball tournament.
Exactly. So, what do you... because you third and fourth grade kind of get to play Chook Ball a little bit and stuff like that. So what do you like about Chook Ball so far?
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay.
The game, I think it's cool that everybody gets a turn. Like, because you know in tacos usually it's only a few people.
Right. And do you like it so far? Or, I mean, I know it's hard. Like. The gameplay, and you'll probably see this year, like in third grade, it's like a mess. Like, no one knows what they're doing. It's really hard. In fourth grade, they're starting to get a little bit. In fifth grade, the gameplay goes up by, a lot. It gets really intense, and in a good way. It gets really, like, there's good teamwork and good, for the most part, sportsmanship. And most of the students have a lot of fun. So are you looking forward to it? If you could pick a job right now, I know you don't know, but I'll name some of the jobs. Like, team jobs are like captain, referee, media specialist who takes pictures and videos. There's the timekeeper, scorekeepers. I forgot what else. I have to look at Dominic. I can't remember, but those type of things. And is there any of those that sound good to you? You don't know yet? It's okay. I think you'd be good at captain because captains kind of lead the team and they tell them kind of what we're doing for the day. And if there's problems, they come to me or one of the coaches, things like that. I think you'd be good at that. But and there's other jobs, too. As near the end of the tournament, there's, like, advertising and... Dominic, you were an announcer. You were the announcer. I never talked to you about that. You were sick that day, right? You were the main announcer.
Yeah.
And you were sick.
I was, losing my voice going to school.
Yeah, you almost didn't come to school that day. And I was like, it's okay. I told your mom, and you showed up, and you were sick, and you still did a great job.
I don't know why you look familiar.
Do you remember that? Why?
Yeah.
Why were you there?
No, I watched that when you posted it.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So hopefully this will come out, and you guys, and everybody can hear the kind of the voice. So I still have Kenny near me, and Dominic, and Morgan. So I forgot about that. I was going to ask you that. Because, yeah, Dominic was a trooper. He was sick that day. It was him and Natalie, right? Were the main two. And announcers, and so I'm glad he showed up and he did a great job. So you ready for this, Morgan, this year?
Yeah.
Third quarter, usually right after Christmas we start. And we're gonna have a lot of fun. What other things you like in what other sports, what other things you like in PE or just outside of school?
Wreck-It Ralph.
The Wreck-It Ralph game. Yeah, that's the game where we knocked down the towers of buckets and things like that. Yeah. What about outside of school? What are some of your hobbies or some of the things you like to do?
Cousin's house, I'll play baseball with them.
Nice. I like it. What do you like to do that's not PE related? I mean, you're pretty artistic, right? I know you like to read. Do you like art or music or STEM, or what are some of the things you like?
STEM. I like STEM, and actually in 2 weeks I'm going to STEM camp.
Awesome. Where's that?
FSW.
Oh, very cool. Well, have fun with that, and I will let you get back to playing in the pool. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Morgan. I am here with one of my coaches, Coach Hamway. Seth, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Coach Carney?
I'm great, and we've had a pretty fun week with the kids. This is our poolside podcasting, so thanks for joining us here. And have you had fun this week with the kids?
Yeah, it's been awesome. been here 5 days, putting in some work. good to see all the kids again before school starts up.
Yeah, it's been nice. Most of the kids we've known from school, and we've met a few new ones this week, but for the most part, and it's good seeing the kids that just finished fifth grade, because we're not going to see them probably much next year unless they come visit. So very nice. And then I can't get rid of Kenny. He's still next to me.
Come on.
All right, so real quick, I've been talking about Chook Ball with the with the kids. So first of all, what do you like about the game Chook Ball? What do you like about the game? Maybe compared to other games, is it?
Well, I like it how not too many people play the game. So, you know, if there's a star athlete, if there's a star basketball player or not, you know, it's a completely new game to anyone. So anyone, you know, everyone's got to learn it. And yeah, I know.
Honestly, well, I picked Chook Ball for that reason, or like I started to enjoy it because there's no traveling Chook Ball teams in the state of Florida that I know of,
yeah.
Or like, you know, kids don't go home and play a whole lot of it. Although some of the star athletes do, they do well at Chook Ball for the most part, but it gives everybody kind of a chance.
So, and yeah, it's like a fresh start.
Yeah, and I think it's we say there's no defense, and there's, you know, so kids get a chance to catch the ball, and not any one kid can dominate, even though we kind of saw that a little bit this year. But we also saw that team lose. There was a team that, I guess we won't say any specific names, but there was a team that he's probably one of the best players I've ever seen, besides Kenny, of course, sitting next to us. But eventually, the team lost because one person can only do so much. And so yeah, it was a great final, though. Do you remember the final?
Yeah.
First time ever we've done it, by the way, outside. We kind of switched at the last moment, but. Outside tournament went pretty well.
Yeah, I would say they were definitely more like a balanced team rather than just having one star. Kind of like the NBA finals, like the Raptors and the Warriors, if anyone watched that.
There you go.
Raptors were more balanced, you know.
Yeah.
They had one main star and then a very good collective unit, so.
Yeah, that's what I liked about this tournament this year, because there was two. I mean, I didn't know who was going to win the final. I really didn't. I thought it was, who was it, the Frosted Flakes and the... I gotta think now.
Frosted Furious.
Isn't
that what she called him? The Frost. What did she call him? The Frosted.
No, it was. Why can't I think of the name? Now I'm gonna. It was a really cool name too.
The Supreme Slate.
No, they didn't make it.
Oh no, they didn't make it.
Oh my goodness. Now, okay, it's alright. I'll cut all this out because I'll.
Whose team was it again?
It was. Well, Dairy Bear came up with the name, but it was.
Oh, the
I don't know. I'll have to look back at some point.
Holy cow, it's going to bother me.
It's all right. I'll say at the very end of this who the team was.
Los Geneva. Oh, yeah. What was that called?
Yeah. It's a really good team, too.
Anyways.
Yeah, forget it. Anyways. So,
it was...
So we have a new friend, though. We think we're going to be... Well, we'll switch to something else here. We have a new friend this today. And we're thinking he's going to be the next mascot for PE. Can you tell us all about our new friend?
Yeah. So his name is Webster. The wacky, inflatable, arm flailing, waving tube man. He's 6'6" feet tall. He has a great smile.
He does.
Yellow hair.
Yep.
And that's pretty much up to him.
Yeah, he doesn't talk a whole lot, but we'll ask him a couple questions right now. Let's see, Webster, are you excited to be here?
He's just smiling, Dave.
Yeah, he's smiling. Do you like working with the kids here at camp? Huh.
Still smiling.
Yeah. You gonna enjoy the Chook Ball tournament this year, Webster? I'll take that as a yes. Thank you, Webster.
Can we get him to clap, maybe? I don't know. Can we get a clap for him?
There we go. Hey, there we go. All right, thank you, Webster and Coach Hamway. And I'm still looking up the team name because it's driving me crazy. So, all right. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Coach Hamway just found it. What is the name of the other team?
The Boogie Woogies.
I knew it was a cool name. The Boogie Woogies. Boogie Woogies. You're going to be playing a couple of years.
Boogie Woogies.
There's David, my son. 2 years. All right, go try it one more time. The Boogie Woogies. But so they were a really good team, but they lost to the Frosted Flakes. And then the teachers, first time ever, played at the end of the year. We played against the Frosted Flakes, and we beat them pretty good, though.
Yeah,
we did all right.
The first half, it was like they were beating us. Yeah. And then we just put the
put the SmackDown.
Put the real team in, you know.
We had the JV team in. We put the varsity with the big
the
boys
stretch,
in.
You know, we're a little bit older.
Yeah.
Loosen up the legs.
And with that, I'm gonna end the session here. All right, everybody. Hope you had a good time listening to that episode. Kind of a different episode, but I'm glad you got to hear the voices of former students and current students about our Chukball tournament and more. And what was really cool about that is just the very different perspectives based on, you know, Kenny did it the first year and we didn't even do a sport ed unit. We just played Chukball. And then Dominic and Cheyenne both are in middle school now, and they both... Cheyenne, they both lost, actually. So, again, Dominic's team lost in the semifinals to Cheyenne's team, and Cheyenne lost in the final game. And then Andrew's team, who we didn't get to interview, actually won it this year. That's Dominic's brother. So just in general, I thought it was a really good conversation, and I'm just glad you got a chance to hear it, and I thank you again for tuning in. So check out supersizephysed.com for more information and to sign up for the newsletter and all cool stuff going on in the phys ed world. You guys and girls are awesome. Take care. Here is a new beat for you.